Erev Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Thank you for joining us for this second segment of our SBM Friday Kolel. As promised, Be'ezat Hashem, I'll share with you a Dvar Torah, a wonderful lesson for Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Be'alotecha, in honor of Shabbat Kodesh. The Torah, like we just spoke about extensively in the Halakha segment, speaks about the story of Miriam and Aharon speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah, you know, many times in the Torah we'll find that the Torah pays attention, notices, and analyzes juxtaposition of different texts, one to another. The end of Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Be'alotecha, speaks about Miriam. What's the very beginning of next week's Parashat, Parashat Shelach? It speaks about the Miragilim, it speaks about the spies. The very first Rashi in next week's parasha notices the smichut, notices the juxtaposition, and says as follows: Lama nismecha parashat miraglim et parashat Miriam? Why did the Torah put the parasha of the miraglim right after the parasha of Miriam? And Rashi says, Mipnei shelakta al iske diba shedibra beachiha urshaim halal ura'u velo lakhu musar. The entire Am Yisrael saw the fact, were aware of the fact that Miriam got punished as a result for speaking Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, including the Miraglim, including these spies. And these Rishayim, those spies, they saw it, and yet they didn't learn a lesson. We see that the Torah, besides for the Lashon Hara that the Miraglim spoke about in next week's parasha about Eretz Yisrael, there was an extra claim on the Miraglim, there was an extra prosecution against them for what? For observing this right before, observing what happened to Miriam and not learning a lesson. They saw what happened to her, and nevertheless, they allowed themselves to speak Lashon Hara, and they didn't learn the appropriate lesson that they should have. Rabotai, the Sichot Musar, Hagaon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, sorry, he writes something very interesting. You know, a very big tenet, a very big fundamental point in Judaism is the point of midah keneged midah. Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes and rewards, by the way, midah keneged midah, which means the punishment fits the crime. Why is that? In general, a person thinks that punishments are in order to punish the person. You did the crime, you'll do the time. But that's not the point, says the Sichot Musar. Punishments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in inflicting pain on a person. Sometimes he will, but that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's objective. One second, Rabotai. Sorry. Sorry, Rabotai. Anyway, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in inflicting pain upon his children. The reason why he punishes us, midah keneged midah, is that through the punishment, we should become aware, we should recognize where it is that we erred. Where do we see this, Rabotai? The Rashi HaKadosh tells us in Parashat Vayeshev, Vayaveh Yosef et dibatam ra'ah el avihim, which means that what? Yosef, when he was 17 years old, when he was still a lad, a youngster, he also spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. Right, Yonah? He did. And everything that he saw wrong about his brothers, he would come and tell his father. Says Rashi, what did he see wrong among the Shvatim? What did he see? Says Rashi, Shayu ochlim ever min achai, umzelzelim b'shvachot, b'vnei ha-shvachot, v'chashudim al-arayot. He told his father, they were eating limbs from live animals, that they were disparaging the sons of Bilha Vezilpa, and that they were chashudim, that they were suspect of illicit marital relations. That's what Yosef said about his brothers. And says Rashi, uvishloshtan laka. And for each thing that he said about his brothers, he was punished. How so? Al eber minachai vayishchatu se'ari zim. ועל דיבה שסיפר עליהם שקוראים לכם לעבדים, לעבד נמכר יוסף. ועל העריות שסיפר עליהם בתיסה אשת אדוניו. Which means for each of the לשון הרע statements that he said about his brothers, he was punished. The fact that he said that they were eating Eved Min HaChai, they slaughtered, when they sold them, they slaughtered a goat and they didn't eat it alive. The fact that he said that they were disparaging, B'nei Le'ah were disparaging B'nei Bilhah V'Zilpah, he was sold as a slave. And for the fact that he said that they were suspected of illicit relations, he had the encounter with Eshet Potiphar. Rabotai, something is off over here. So what's the obvious issue? I can understand that Yosef was punished by being sold as a slave. That's a tremendous punishment. I can understand that Yosef had the encounter with Eshet Potiphar. According to one opinion in the Gemara, he actually, Vayavo el beto la'asot melachto, he came to the house to do his work. According to one opinion in the Gemara, Masechet Sota, Yosef actually came with the intention that day of doing what?
Doing the deed.
Of doing the deed. And at the last minute, his father saved him. His father's appearance saved him. If he would have sinned, if Yosef would have failed, that would have been the end of him for Am Yisrael. So that's another tremendous punishment. The fact that he was pursued, the fact that he was being pursued by Eshet Potiphar. But Alan, what in the world kind of punishment is the fact that when they sold him, they slaughtered the goat instead of just eating from it alive? That's a punishment to him? Why does he care? How is that a they slaughtered it, they ate from it alive, that's a punishment. Why is that a punishment? What does he care? He's in the middle of being sold to Mitzrayim. Who cares how the animal, how the goat's dying? You understand the question? What's the comparison between the goat thing, the shechita on the goat, to the other two of being sold as a slave or being pursued by Eshet Potiphar? Says the Sichot Musar something unbelievably fundamental. And he says that we see from here, you're right, the Se'ir Izim was not meant to punish him. Neither were the other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be aware. Yosef HaTzadik, you know why all of this is happening to you? Vayishchatu Se'ir Izim. They did Shechita to the goat. Remember what you said about them? This is happening to you because of what you said. Punishments in this world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not meant to inflict pain. They are meant to reveal to us, they are meant to open our eyes as to why these things are befalling us. Which means that the punishments from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are actually a chesed. Can you imagine, Alan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just hit us and make us suffer without us understanding why it's coming upon us? That's like a double whammy. A, we're suffering, and B, we have no idea why. The chesed of God is, the kindness of God is that when he hits us, when he causes us suffering, it's in a way that opens our eyes why this is happening. That's actually a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because otherwise we'd be like a person in the dark having no idea why this is happening. Rabotai, and this is not an easy thing. You think it's easy for a person to realize his own mistake, Yonah? You think it's easy for a person to admit his own mistake? The Navi in Yirmiyah, Perek Chafchet, does the name Hananiah ben Azur ring any bells? Does that ring a bell in anybody's mind? Hananiah ben Azur. Anyway, the Navi Yirmiyah said that this individual, Hananiah ben Azur, was a false prophet. And because he was falsely prophesying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yirmiyahu HaNavi to him and he told him, Hashana atamet ki sarat dibarta el Adonai. He told him, you are going to die this year because you're a false prophet. Rashi HaKadosh brings down on that pasuk, Hananiah ben Azur became deathly ill several days before Rosh Hashanah and he died on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hananiah ben Azur told his children, please, even after I die, do not take me out for burial until Rosh Hashanah begins, so that I can disprove, so that I can show that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who said I'm going to die this year, to show he was wrong. Are you crazy? He sees the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. And he tells his children, don't bury me until after Rosh Hashanah, so that they see he's wrong. even when a person sees the truth, it's extremely difficult to admit it. It's extremely difficult for a person to resign himself to the truth. You know, so much so, the Gemara tells us, the Chachamim teach us, Resha'im afilu apitcha shel Gehinam enam shavim. The wicked do not even repent at the entrance of Gehinam. They're being brought into Gehinam. Hashem says, no, come on, last chance. Says, take it all the way. Come on. That's the way it works. Rabotai, you know, this is especially true about the Meraglim. The Meraglim saw this happening. And by the way, Hashem knows, where is it easier to learn from? From the punishment that befalls somebody else, or from the punishment that befalls a person himself? When punishment befalls a person himself, a person has a million and one different ways to rationalize why it's coming, how it's happening, v'chule. It's much easier to learn a lesson from a punishment that comes upon somebody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Meraglim, Resha'im, forget about yourselves for a second. You could have easily learned from the punishment that befell Miriam and Nevi'ah HaTzadiket. Look what happened to her at the end of this week's parasha. I'm not asking you to learn from your own flesh. I'm asking you to learn from somebody else. Right, Yonah? It's much easier to point fingers at other people. And Hashem says, I gave you an opportunity to do that too, and you blew it. You messed it up. That's why the claim against them, the prosecution against them, was so much greater. You know what else we learn from the punishment of Miriam, Rabotai? Listen very carefully. What do we learn from that? At the very, one of the second to last pasuk in this week's parasha says, "V'tisager Miriam michutz lemachane shivat yamim, v'ha'am lo nasa ad he'asef Miriam." In the same act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Miriam quarantined for 7 days. What do you see? You see tremendous shame and tremendous reward and glory in the same act. On the one hand, how do you think Miriam felt for being quarantined? The entire nation knows that she's in quarantine with Tzara'at for speaking Lashon Hara. That's terribly shameful. Terribly, terribly shameful. And yet, the very same pasuk ends off and says, V'ha'am lo nasa ad ha'asef Miriam. The entire Jewish nation halted their travels. They stopped. They camped. They should have traveled. But they stopped traveling for 7 days until Miriam was out of her quarantine. What does that say? What a tremendous reward. How do you think Miriam felt about the fact that Am Yisrael was halted for 7 days in her honor? What a kavod. So you see, Alan, in the same pasuk, in the same punishment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person to justice, he punishes him and he gives him glory too. You see that from Miriam. In the same action, Rabotai, we find the same thing, V'alachta b'drachav, that's called, it's a pasuk in the Navi. The Navi says, here we go. Here. Po'el tzidkotav. Here we go. Let me find this. Ba'ashem mishpato, sham pa'olo. Wherever you find Hashem's judgment, you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarding the person at the same time. There's once a story. One second. There's once a story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zichat Tzadiv, Kadosh Libracha. He was once on the way to deliver money to a certain Jew. He owed a person money. He was the Rav of the city of Salant. And his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why do you have to go deliver the money on your own? Couldn't you have sent an emissary, a messenger, to go deliver the money? He said, that's a good question. I'll tell you why. Because I have a bone to pick with this individual. I have to give the individual Musar. And therefore, since I have to give him Musar, I first want to pay up my debt. I want to thank him for being so generous and for being such a tzaddik, lending the money. And along the heels of the praise that I'm going to give the person, I'm going to use that opportunity to do what? To give him the musar I have to give him as well. Rabotai, that's an unbelievable thing. And we learn that from whom? We learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when you have to give a person musar, even when you have to punish a person, Yonah, do you know what is the most effective way of giving a person musar? You can come to him and say, what are you doing? You're such a rasha. What are you? That's not effective. the most effective form of Musar is exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Musar to Miriam. It's telling the person, look at you. What a tzaddik you are. You're such a wonderful person. You're such a gomel chasadim. You do so much good for your friends and your family and for Am Yisrael. You know, there's something very, very minute that I don't think befits a person of your stature. You did this and this and that. And you're such a tzaddik. In Hebrew we say, lo mat'im lecha. It's not befitting for you. How do we say that in Farsi? Michael, lo mat'im lecha. It's not. Alan, you agree? Yeah. Anyway,
Bekitzur. This is too bestated.
Too much. You're killing me, Alan. Anyway, Bekitzur. Aval, Mikol Makom Rabotai. You tell a person, you give him the Musar in such a sweet, it's beneath your dignity. You're a tzaddik. This is not for you. This is for lowly people. Look what you do. You learn Torah, you do chassadim, you do tefillah, you do Shabbat, Kashrut, Tahara, you do everything. This is not on your level. When a person hears that, you better believe that his reaction to such Musar, his accepting of such Musar, will be so much more effective. He'll be open to it. And that's in the same Musar, Hashem punished Miriam, he put her into quarantine, but Hashem told her, don't worry. Look at your glory. The entire Jewish nation is going to wait for you. By the way, the Gemara says, Masechet Sota, why did the entire nation wait for Miriam? That was also Midah Keneged Midah. What was the Midah Keneged Midah? Why did the entire Jewish nation wait for her?
He waited for Moshe.
Because she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tosafot on the spot in Masechet Sota makes the Cheshbon. She only waited for Moshe Rabbeinu a few minutes. The entire nation waited for 7 days. 7 times 24 hours they waited for her. Midah keneged midah. In the same act of punishment. That is the most effective way. Rabotai, we learned so many things from this parasha of Miriam. So, I think the messages over here are resounding and priceless. These are messages that we can incorporate into our own daily lives. And Be'ezat Hashem, when we do so, it'll be a reminder against Lashon Hara. It'll be a reminder about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates Midah Keneged Midah. And it'll be a reminder about how we are supposed to deal with our fellow Jew in cases where chastisement, rebuke is necessary. Learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Learn V'alachta B'drachav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of Musar. Look how he does it. And we should mimic him. We should follow in his ways. Yes, Yonah.
Rabbi, you said earlier the best way to learn when it happens to somebody, this is how you learn, right?
Correct.
Isn't it ahefech? Because people say, okay, you know, it happened to me, it will never happen to me. The best way to learn when it happens to you.
I didn't say it's the best way to learn is by learning from other people. I'm saying it's the easiest. It's much easier to derive musar when punishment befalls another person than when punishment befalls a person himself. And I'll tell you more than that. You know how many people, I mean, Baruch Hashem, not a lot. But you know how many people I've heard, especially during this coronavirus now, that, you know, now Baruch Hashem, that it's getting a little lighter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us all. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's spiking again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirachim alehim ve'alenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanut on them and take away the magifah completely. But you see that it's rising. You know how many people have said, no, everything's okay. You know, it, Hashem doesn't really want anything from us. Everything's fine. Akol besimcha. Obviously, have to be b'simcha. But those words, we've spoken about this in the past. What? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, especially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends punishment down to Am Yisrael as a whole, that's a big, big wake-up call. Hashem wants us to change. Hashem demands change. Each person in his own life. Everybody knows what needs to be changed. Rabotai, do we know what needs to be changed on a national level? You better believe it. The talking Lashon Hara. The talking in the shuls, the bin adam l'chaviro, those are simple things. Those are apparent things. What else people have to change? Everybody has to self-introspect, look inside and see what has to change inside. I can't say what you have to change. I can say what I have to change. I know we have to change on a national level. But to ignore the messages that Hashem is sending us through the whole COVID-19 pandemic would be a wicked point of view. It's terrible rish'ut to ignore the messages that Hashem is sending us. We must take heed. We must pick up I wouldn't even call it subliminal messages. They're not subliminal messages. They are flashing red lights. We all know it. Yes, Yoram ben Shimon HaKohen. Ben Tzion HaKohen, Chila.
So you want to tell me that Yosef HaTzadik knew at the time that he was sold that he was punished because of, you know, what he was saying, or, you know, when he was with, he knew exactly what is happening?
As these punishments befell him, every single one that happened to him, he understood. Light bulb went out, ding. Yeah. This is for this, and that's for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided him to correction through the punishments that befell him. And really what happened to him happens to all of us. Just he was a tzaddik enough, and he was bright enough and intelligent enough to pick up those messages. We don't always. That's the difference between him and us, but that's what we should aspire to.
So when the Gilgul comes,
one second. Yeah, finish.
When the Gilgul comes then?
Yeah.
When the Gilgul comes. I mean, if you say every punishment is because of what you did, you know.
A person, the Ari HaKadosh writes, you know, you're asking, I think what you're asking is, how is a person when, right, we're all Gilgulim for the most part, how is a person supposed to know what we're here to fix? Says the Ari HaKadosh, you're right. There's not going to be a bat kol that's going to come out from the Shamayim and say, okay, this is your tikkun in this world. Nobody ever got that. I didn't get that. You didn't get that. Nobody got that. How are we supposed to know? Says the Ari HaKadosh in Shaar HaKavanot, whatever nisayon a person finds the most difficult in this world, whatever it is, whether it's mamon or nashim or achila, whatever test a person finds, or whatever avon or mitzvah a person finds the most difficult, he keeps on failing and he has to fight the Yetzirah day in, day out about that specific matter, that's a pretty good indication that that's his tikkun. That's what to look out for. Rabotai, I want to leave you all kederkenu bakodesh with a bracha. Lanu l'chol Yisrael l'chvot Shabbat Kodesh. מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון יוסף דוד שלמה, וכל הקהילות הקדושות והטהורות, הוא יברך את כל הקהל הקדוש הזה, כל השומעים לנו, דרך הזום ודרך כלי התקשורת. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישלח להם ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישלח להם פרנסה בנחת וברווח. הם ונשיהם ובניהם ותלמידיהם וכל השניים. בקל דעם יברך אתכון וזכה אתכון וישמע בקל צלותכון. תתפרקו ותשזרו מכל צרה ועקתה, וימנת אדוני בסעדכם, ויגין בעדכם, ויפרוס סוכת שלמה עליכם, ואיתה ביניכם אהבה ואחווה שלום ורעות, ויסלק שנאת חינם מביניכם, וישלח ברכה והצלחה ובכל מעש ידיכם, וכל שנים הרפואת הנפש ואת הגוף, פנסה טובה בקלות וברווח, והצלחה בכל מעש ידיהם, וכן יהי רצון, ונאמר אמן.
אמן.
שבת שלום ברכה לאבריברי, כל טוב.
ביי,
יש עקיבא משה.